Do you let the past go? Let the past go. Do you let the past go? Oh, tell me. Do you let the past go? Let the past go. Do you let the past go?
New music from a group called Virago.
You said it right.
Did I?
Yeah, you
I got it right.
Yeah.
Kelly Sullivan in studio with us. Do I have to call you just always by Virago?
V. No. You can call me Kelly. No. No, you're good.
So, what does it mean?
So Virago, I came across it in high school. I was playing Kate from Taming of the Shrew. And I was doing some research on her, and I found that she was described as Virago. So when I did more research, I found out there's actually two very opposite meanings for Virago. So there's one where it's, you know, a strong, independent, courageous, warlike woman. And then there's one where it's like she's a shrew and ill-tempered and, you know, bad-mannered. And I thought that was so cool that there was like these two sides to Virago. And so I was trying to write with that intent. So some of the music shows that. It sort of shows more of like a bad side, a villainess side to everything, but it kind of explains like why we do the bad things we do. So it's a whole new take.
I was about to say, which one are you? But it's a combination.
It changes, yeah. From each song. I don't know. I got kind of annoyed with writing as the victim, and I think there's a lot of music like that, you know, like, oh, my boyfriend did me wrong, and, you know, I'm hurt all the time, and I wanted to change that, and you know, there's people that do wrong and they know they do wrong, so why not like hear their side of it?
It's easy to slip into that though as a songwriter, right? You know, just that I am the victim and I can write about this, and yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. So, you have social media up right now and everything too?
Yes. Everything is @ThisIsVirago. And so just, the website, just, yeah. Everything.
For people driving in their cars and mm-hmm. listening at home, how do you spell it?
V-I-R-A-G-O.
Easy enough.
Yep.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not used to, I'm on this different microphone and my life is a mess right now. I just can't find the volume switch and trying to do an interview on the radio.
So you're in town for this week?
One more week.
One more week.
I think, yeah.
What are you doing while you're here?
So I just graduated from Berklee College of Music.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And while I'm home, I'm actually recording a music video for the third single that's going to come out in July. So between now and then, I have another single coming out in 2 weeks, June 9th, called Habit, which everyone will get a little sneak peek of now. And then I have another single in July that will come with a music video. So besides that, recording a music video, seeing my mom, seeing my dog. Then heading to Nashville.
Yeah, mom's in studio. She's,
hi, Mom.
She's hanging out. Just been ignoring her. She's sitting here. It's cool. She loves you, Mom. Don't worry.
I do.
All good.
And you're playing tomorrow night, right?
I am. Thanks to Jason. I'm playing at the Cleveland Uncorked event at
yes.
Cleveland Urban Winery.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Wow, you haven't been in town for a while.
No.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. And yeah, it's good to have you. Good to have you in town, at least for another week before you head back to Nashville.
It's good to be back.
Well, why don't we hear one of your tracks?
Yeah. This next one's called Habit.
We've got that right now on Neo Rocks. Virago with Habit here on Neo Rocks. Callie in studio with us. We were talking off air because it's always interesting when we've got people in, they come in with an acoustic guitar. Like, we're going to play live. And then I hear the music, and it's definitely not acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And so what caused the change in style?
I think, so my original music was, for a while, was very acoustic. And I felt like I was kind of forcing that because that's all I had was an acoustic guitar in myself. And then I got more collaborative, especially with Stephen Beller, who produced this music. And the music I was listening to was already kind of this electronic pop, indie pop sound. And so it was fun to like actually write and produce what I actually wanted to do with the help of someone else.
So have you mastered the drum machines now?
No.
Not yet?
Kind of. I'm into MIDI right now. Like the keyboard and, you know, playing drums on that, yeah. But I don't have a little drum pad or anything yet. I think I'd hurt myself with a drumstick and whatnot. So I'm going to avoid that.
So when you're playing out, another thing we were talking about off air is back in Boston, you wanted to get out and play.
Yeah.
You didn't have a chance to?
No, I had a group and everything, and I just, it sounds lame, but I got caught up in graduation and finals and getting my degree that I just got distracted with it all. And the song came out a little later than I expected, but I had a really awesome band and we practiced a lot and it was really great. So I'm actually in contact with a couple people in Nashville now that I'm hoping that works out to play. So we should start playing in July or August.
Very cool.
Yep.
And like I said, if you need a guitar,
right.
I've got a car I can drive down and hang out, whatever.
Crash on the couch.
It's cool. I mean, you said it.
I know.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's open.
All right. Nice.
This has been recorded for posterity.
I know.
Well, it looks like you're ready to, you're going to play a song here live.
Yeah. So this is a newer one that will be on the full EP at the end. But this is called C'est la vie. We'll set up the mics first. There we go.
Nope.
Yeah? Setting the table. It's about time for dinner. He's still not home. Pacing the kitchen. Plotting and wishing that he's alone. Well, I'm mixing in with his Merlot. Oh-oh, something that he doesn't know. Oh-oh, 'cause when he walks in here, smelling just like her, I won't let it go. I'm gonna show him what a pretty little girl does. I'm gonna show him. I'm gonna make him start begging me for mercy. And if he says he wants me, c'est la vie. Same old sorry, hands me more jewelry as he kisses hello. Pardons his lateness, says it was business, the dinner's cold. Well, he's sipping down that mixed Merlot. Oh-oh, I watch him as his breathing slows. Oh-oh, he says I look pretty. As he starts getting dizzy, he'll never know. I'm gonna show him what a pretty little girl does. I'm gonna show him. I'm gonna make him start begging me for mercy. And if he says he wants me, I'll see his eyes roll back into his head. And every part of me will fill with dread. And I'll wish that I could love him once again. But there's no turning back. No, 'cause I had to show him what a pretty little girl does. I had to show him. I had to make him start begging me for mercy. And my final memory is that he said he wanted me. C'est la vie.
Virago live on Neo Rocks. Kelly Shea Sullivan and C'est la vie.
Yes.
Very nice.
By the way, I'm going to start. Is my mic on?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm going to start calling you V from now on. That's
V.
It. Yes. Yes. You are now. I'm changing your name on my phone. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Just wanted you to know that.
You're going to be lazy and just do V?
Yeah.
Hey, V. Yeah.
That's it. It'll be a thing.
Let's get tacos, V. Yeah.
I don't know where to go with that. I've got nowhere to go with it.
So what? You've got all the social media set up for all of the Virago stuff.
Yes.
Website.
Yes, everything is This Is Virago. So the website is www.thisisvirago.com.
And what can people be watching for soon?
Well, soon in 2 weeks there will be another single that comes out. That'll be on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, everything. and then there will be upcoming shows. I have a calendar ready to go. Just trying to get the band ready. And then in July there will be the music video and a new single as well.
I have to admit, when I was on the website earlier, that it threw me off with the old television, like...
static.
I thought something was wrong with my computer. I was hitting it.
Oh, no.
Messing everything up. But anyway, this is Virago.
Yes.
.com. Very cool.
Well, thank you very much for coming in studio with us.
Thank you.
We have one last track. What is this?
Yes, this song is called Left Hand.
Again, thank you so much for coming in. Here's Virago and Left Hand on Neo Rocks.
After a date or two, after I'm bored with you, there was a lack of excitement, a lack of enticement, you could have cured with movement. Well, it's a quick grace, old face, damn it, a bone shake, and I got 10 friends to defend all that I'm hiding. I wanna feel some love, I wanna feel something, I wanna feel some love, so I touch after they've all turned blue. There was a lack of commitment, a lack of consistence that could have ended this end. It's a quick grace, old face, damn it makes my bone shake. Lack of 10 friends to defend all that I'm hiding. Sort of fear, 'cause I've been feeling